Which brings me to tonight's Air Force Missile Defense Advocacy Alliance Defender of the Year, Captain Nolan Habine. Now you got to let me talk about you for just a minute, all right? You stay right there. You're good. Captain Habine exemplifies the joint-mindedness and innovation we seek to cultivate in every airman. His tireless efforts to ensure the accuracy and effectiveness of air and missile defense systems have made tremendous contributions to our national security. Captain Habine led the development of a highly successful missile defense agency, Terminal High Altitude Area Defense, THAAD, flight target missile. Additionally, he led two U.S. Army Project Office target missile missions. In his first mission, Captain Habine led a team in the development, delivery, and checkout of an FT-23 mission target missile, reducing processing time by 30% while meeting an accelerated test schedule in 100% of the Reagan test site range's rigorous requirements. His high-fidelity threat representation target was extremely successful in testing U.S. Army soldiers' combat operations procedures. In his second mission, Captain Habine utilized his expertise to create a team that rapidly developed and built a Patriot threat representative target missile to test the Army's Patriot Weapon System missile segment enhancement program, saving $13 million per test launch mission with lessons learned from previous builds. He formed a team of more than 50 individuals to design, build, and store a next-generation Patriot OTNE program at Reagan, which we will see launched in 2021. Additionally, Captain Habine built a strategic procurement plan that leveraged a multi-rocket assembly line with a $65 million acquisition, which saved $10 million per target missile and expedited the Army's operational test and evaluation program by 3 years, permitting a new baseline for the Patriot program. He led the target design review, kicked off an 18-month build, and synchronized two new qualification programs, which expanded Patriot target range to match real-world threat scenarios. This innovative approach allowed the application of Reagan test site standards to a second Army Patriot operational test and evaluation program, which is scheduled for test in fiscal year 26. We expect this to continue reducing processing time and costs for future missions. By brokering the use of Air Force manpower and aircraft to transport missile targets to the Reagan site, Captain Habine further demonstrated his ability to leverage his launch mission leadership and knowledge of joint operations, key attributes the Air Force seeks to instill in all of its leaders. He has demonstrated skill, expertise, and above all, his desire and ability to innovate and propel our missile defense capabilities to the future. His winning legacy reflects his commitment to excellence, and our Air Force is proud to honor him tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, now, Captain Nolan Habine.
Thank you, sir, for that generous introduction. You definitely talked me up quite a bit there, but I'll take it. It's an incredible honor to be here, and I just really want to say a few thank yous to some people who helped me get here and the people who put this on. Mr. Ellison for taking us out. My wife and I, we've had a blast here. It's an incredible event, and we really can't say thank you enough for putting this together and this awesome honor. Next, I want to say thank you. They're not here today, but the people I work with, I have an incredible team. I definitely did not do any of this on my own, and I think that's true for all of the branches in the military. It's a team effort. You're not going to get anywhere by yourself, and You really have to rely on the people next to you. And finally, I just want to say thank you to my beautiful wife for always supporting me. It's incredible to have you by my side. And that's all I got. Thank you, everybody.